Live in heaven, thinking heavenly thoughts always. Live in heaven, thinking heavenly thoughts alone. Live in heaven, thinking heavenly thoughts, period. Are we able to live in heaven, thinking heavenly thoughts at all times? Are we able to live in an attitude of purity and goodness and wholeness? We always are thinking of our past. We're always thinking of things that have gone by. We're always thinking of ways we could have done something better. We're always thinking of things that we could have accomplished in a more beautiful way. We could have been more loving, more gentle, more kind, more generous. Is that living in heaven? Not really. Living in heaven is when we say to ourselves, all is in divine order. When we say to ourselves, this is a beautiful world that I live in because all is in divine world. All is in divine order. All is in divine world. All is a divine world that I live in. Can you say that? Can I say that? Can I say that everything that I see, do, say, or am is in divine order? Can I say that everything in this world is magnificent, is fantastic, is glorious? Can I say that? Yes, I can. Do I want to say that? Yes, I do. Now, how do I go about saying that? How do I go about living in heaven, thinking heavenly thoughts at all times? Well, science is trying to tell us what to do, and philosophers try to tell us what to do, and theologians try to tell us what to do, and we ourselves try to tell us what to do. And what we tell ourselves to do is to live in the now, is to live in this moment right now. Say how wonderful life is, how thankful I am to be where I am, doing what I am, enjoying what I am right now. I am so happy. I am so fulfilled. I am so thrilled to be who I am. And that's really all that matters. It doesn't matter at all what another thinks, what another wants, what another desires. It doesn't matter what I think I should be or would like to be or dream about being. It's only when I live in the state of being that right now that any benefit comes to me or to my world. Because I can so readily long for things, desire things, want things to be how I want them to be. And if I don't say to myself, it is done now. It is done now. Now is the only acceptable time. Now is when I live in a state of harmony and happiness and peace and joy. Now is when I have life to its fullest for me in every way. Now, right now. And you say, well, I'm not experiencing a big bank account. I'm not experiencing perfect health. And I'm not experiencing these. Don't say that. Those are things that may well be something that you're not experiencing because you haven't got your attention on it right now, but you are experiencing that at all times. That is your reality. That is who you really are. That is your divinity. There is nothing else other than that in you, about you, for you, from you, however you live. There's nothing else about you than that. That is your beauty, that is your truth, that is your reality, that is who you are, that is all that you are, and that is the divine in you. Now, if I said to you, okay, you are born of this mother and this father, and you look somewhat like the mother and father, you have the gene, DNA, and all the other aspects of your being out of this parentage, what would I be saying to you? I would be saying to you, that is living in the now. That is saying who you are at this moment and who you want to be and who you will be. But then some little quirk comes along in your beingness, and you no longer express those aspects of the genes, the aspects of the chromosomes and so forth that come from the parentage you have, and you start realizing that you come from a higher parentage. You come from a grander organization in your thought. You come from a more wonderful beingness in you. You are more fantastic than you ever dreamed, because you can live in your thought, and your thought is not tied to anything other than what your thought is thinking about right now. And you can think of yourself as a beautiful, wonderful theologian. You can think of yourself as a philosopher. You can think of yourself as anything you want. And whatever you think of yourself as, that's what you are. Now, what do you want to be? What do you want to express in your life? What is the ideal you? What is the ideal beingness that you want to have in you now and always? What is it that makes you feel so wonderful, so fantastic, so joyous, that this is the only thing that matters to you in life? What is it? Well, whatever it is, it's what you are thinking about right now. Are you thinking about what you would like to be tomorrow? It'll never be. Are you thinking about what you did yesterday and how you did your studies well or you did not do your studies well? That's yesterday. The only moment you can live in is the now. The only life that you have is the now. And when you live in heaven, you're thinking heavenly thoughts all the time, and that's where you dwell. That's where you are. Now, can you be there? Can you be in that heavenly consciousness? Can you be in that heavenly awareness of who you are? And the answer for all of that is yes. Now, the next question is, do you want to be there? Do you want to be in that heavenly state of consciousness? Do you want to be in that divine realization of who you are? Do you want that? Is that what you really want? What is it you really want out of life? What is it you really want out of your thinking? Is what you want important enough for you to have heavenly thoughts only? Is it important enough for you and for me to live in heaven, to think heavenly thoughts at all times? Think beautiful thoughts. Oh, we'll get other thoughts that come up. They'll flash through our mind trying to take our attention. They'll flash into our attention trying to demand us to act upon them. And if we act upon them, we give them power. And when we give them power, they become our reality. And as our reality, we respond to them. And they respond to us. And that is what we live. Now, could you dream of living in a healthy body, absolutely healthy, so that you don't even know you have a body? Now, that's a very moot point right there. You don't even know you have a perfect body when you have a perfect body, because your thought is not on that perfect body. You are that perfect body. When we can visualize ourselves in the fulfillment of whatever it is we think about, then we are that. You do not know when you are living in heaven, when you live in heaven, because everything is absolutely 100% divine order. 100% divine order. And when you live in 100% divine order, you don't know you're living in 100% divine order. But just like we tell you again and again and again and again and again and again, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, pretty soon you have accepted that in your basic thought system, and you no longer think 2 times 2 is 4. You know it. You live it. You express it in everything you do. And this is living in heaven, thinking heavenly thoughts at all times, thinking thoughts of truth, right action, peace, love. It's not the humanity that we are. It's the divinity that we are. And each of us is able to be our divinity right now. But we are our divinity not because we talk about the past, not because we talk about the world that is gone, but can you talk every single moment of your life about the now? Can you talk about how you feel now, how you think now, how you act now, what you desire now? You don't desire anything because you are it. You don't think anything because you are it. You don't want anything because you are it. It's a very difficult attitude to have because it's so contrary to what we've taught ourselves all of our life. But it is true. It is true. When we let go and let the divine that we are be us, we are fantastic, and it is marvelous, and it is wonderful, and it is joyous, and it is fulfilling in every way. Can you know that for yourself right now? Can you be that for yourself right now? Can you live that for yourself right now? That's who you are. And that's all you'll ever be. But live in heaven, thinking heavenly thoughts. Live in heaven, thinking heavenly thoughts. Live in hell, thinking hellish thoughts. It works the same way. Be divine. All is in divine order. Live in heaven, thinking heavenly thoughts alone. And everything you do will fulfill itself because it is already fulfilled. It is already done, and it is already yours. And it is always yours. And it is always mine, and it is always done right now. And how glorious that is. How truly glorious that is, because that's all that matters, and that's all that ever will matter, and that's all that ever could matter. Walk with me today in that beautiful awareness of living in heaven, thinking heavenly thoughts alone, living in heaven, knowing that as 2 times 2 is 4, and it's so natural in our being. All is in divine order is so natural in our being. I am divine. I am God. I am all that is good. Live in heaven, for the state of heaven is within you, within me, and we might as well enjoy that glorious state because it's our reality now and forevermore. Join me in that. It's a lot of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.